From your nation's capital, it's the United States Navy Band and Orchestra. Commander Charles Brendler, conductor, inviting you to join the Navy for a quarter hour of transcribed music and song. Today we're planning a spot check around the country just to get an idea of the musical state of the nation. From the Nutmeg State, Commander Brendler and the United States Navy Band report everything under control, thanks to the 2nd Regiment Connecticut. Second Regiment Connecticut. Now let's get a musical sampling from the Deep South, where the United States Navy Orchestra is about to begin their Louisiana Hayride. Our Louisiana Hayride. Next, it's Mississippi for fun along the waterfront, or as they describe it locally, pastimes on the levee.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a short intermission, and this word from your Navy. If you're a young college man who'd like to go flying all over the world with your Navy, then here is your chance. There are just three things you have to do. A, meet the requirements for Navy flight training. B, sign up as a Naval Aviation Cadet. And C, learn to fly at Navy's famous Annapolis of the Air. Here you can win an officer's commission and the right to wear a naval aviator's wings of gold. And remember, when you fly with the fleet, it means action and adventure. For all details, write to NAVCAD. That's NAVCAD, NAVCAD, Washington 25, D.C. We conclude our cross-country musical survey today with a final report from Commander Brendler and the United States Navy Band and Orchestra, which leads us to believe that the music is tops in Oklahoma. listening to the music of the famous United States Navy Band and Orchestra, Commander Charles Brendler conducting. Today's program was written and produced by Max Sabin. This is Jim Simpson inviting you to join us again real soon for another transcribed show in the musical series, Join the Navy.